The Indo-European language family, which includes English, French, Russian, Persian, and even ancient Greek, is one of the world's largest language groups. It covers a lot of ground, from Iceland in the west to Sri Lanka in the east. The common origin of all those languages, scientists say, must be somewhere on the European continent. One hypothesis suggests it emerged 6,000 years ago from a semi-nomadic horse-riding people in the Russian steppes north of the Caspian Sea. Another says it's much older, first spoken in what is now Turkey between 8,000 and 9,500 years ago, and spread with agriculture. Quentin Atkinson, an evolutionary psychologist at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, writes in the journal Science in support of the second theory. He says his team worked in much the same way that evolutionary biologists do, using DNA to determine the origin of virus outbreaks.
They use the DNA to reconstruct the family tree of the viruses. But rather than looking at viruses, we were looking at languages. And rather than looking at DNA, we were looking at the words in the different languages.
The researchers analyzed 200 cognates, or words with shared meaning and similar sounds, across 103 languages, including 20 that are now extinct. Atkinson says examining the similarities and differences helped establish family ties.
So, for example, in English and other Germanic languages, the word for water sounds something like the English word water. Water or Wasser or Bader, whereas in the Romance languages descended from Latin, the word sounds quite different, something like agua or aqua.
Atkinson says that although some words are more closely related than others, they are tied together on branches of the Indo-European family tree.
We know where the languages are. They're like the leaves of the tree, and we know how they're connected. And we trace back along those branches back through time and space to work out where the origin is.
The ancient Indo-European family, which Atkinson says began in what is now Turkey, started its spread across the continent with the expansion of agriculture from that region. Today it includes several hundred related languages, including those spoken in Europe, the Iranian plateau, and South Asia.
We can see the spread in the archaeological record. So the argument is that agricultural populations were able to increase their population density relative to hunter-gatherer populations around them, and so they expanded out generation by generation.
Atkinson says the method used to study Indo-European family origins could be applied to other language groups. The analysis, he adds, allows us to peer back into the past in a way that wasn't possible before. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.